And now, Whitney Media, 1460 WVOX presents Westchester Means Business with Marcia Gordon. Marcia Gordon is the president and CEO of the Business Council of Westchester. Now, here's Marcia Gordon.
Good afternoon. It's great to be here in March. I think we're not used to this chilly weather, but with just a few days, we're going to get a reprieve the middle of the week. I'm Marcia Gordon. I'm the president and CEO of the Business Council of Westchester, and we're here this time every Monday to talk about business in Westchester County. What are the challenges, but most important, what are the opportunities in business? And when you talk about opportunities, I want to let you know a few opportunities that are coming up at the Business Council of Westchester. First of all, this Friday from 8:30 to 10, we're pleased to partner with our friends at the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Larry Gottlieb, and Pattern for Progress, Jonathan Drapkin, to present a seminar on how to apply for funding opportunities in New York State. So if you heard about the regional councils and the great awards that have come from the regional councils, this is an opportunity to learn how to strategize and how to approach those funding opportunities. It's from 8:30 to 10. It's no charge. And it's 360 Hamilton Avenue. And then next week is a busy week for business development with the Business Council of Westchester. We kick off the week on Tuesday. Well, we're there on Monday, but on Tuesday are our newly reformatted business breakfast dialogue. And so be sure to join us on Tuesday. A lot of you have been saying we miss those events. So we are relaunching at the Doral Arrowwood Tuesday at 8 in the morning from 8 to 10. So be sure to register. We put you at tables of people with whom you can build business and really get to build relationships. And of course, Thursday is our great big mega mixer at the Rytown Hilton. We are almost sold out a booth. So literally, if you want a booth, please be sure to call Ebony White at the Business Council of Westchester, and please be sure to come. It's Thursday from 2 to 6. We are kicking off with a dialogue with the county executive, a really unique opportunity to have a conversation with Rob Astorino. We always have conversations, but this is in a more formal way at our 10th annual Mega Mixer. You know, we talk about all of these things and ways to build business. And let's face it, business is all about marketing. And to get the word out, you need to market your business, and you need to do this in a very strategic way and in a very current way. And that's why I'm really pleased to welcome as my guest today on WVOX. By the way, we're live, so you can call us at 636-0110. And remember, always visit us online at WVOX.com. But my guest today is Jan Merchandani. She's the owner and chief marketing officer of the Marketing Cafe. Welcome, Jan.
Oh, thanks, Marcia. Pleased to be here.
Great to have you here. And we've been talking about your business and how you've grown in your business. You've been in business a long time, 12 years. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
So you've
Thank
seen
you.
It all. And you're really an expert in online marketing. So let's start the show today by talking about online marketing. What is it?
Well, online marketing is really just the practice of using internet-based tools to market your business and get in front of customers. So it's your website used in conjunction with social media channels, used in conjunction with email marketing campaigns. So it's really the overlap of these different layers of marketing, but really leveraging these really great, cool tools online to get in front of your customers and your target market.
So we've been talking so much about online marketing, social media, web-based, e-newsletters. We know we do it all, blogs, right?
Right, yeah. Does
this mean that traditional marketing is dead?
No, absolutely not. You know, there's a great opportunity here to really leverage traditional marketing with the online marketing and to really dovetail those two tactics together. And what I mean by that is if you think about you know, your traditional advertising space or a radio spot.
Mm-hmm. And we're on WVOX, so we want to talk about that.
Right. Those are great opportunities to start a conversation with your audience. But of course, the limitation is you've only got so much room in the newspaper. You've only got so many seconds on the air. So you start the conversation there and you redirect your listeners or your readers to perhaps a microsite on your website. And you can send them to a specific landing page where you can further your message and you can expand on the conversation that started via traditional marketing means.
So it seems to me by blending the traditional marketing with the online marketing, you're continuing the conversation, and it really kind of goes on so that you're developing that relationship with your potential client.
Absolutely. I mean, really, when you think about how anybody makes a purchasing decision, it's really based on relationships. They want to do business with people that they trust. So any opportunity that you can leverage to get in front of your potential audience and have that conversation and have them get to know you in a more meaningful way, you definitely want to leverage that opportunity. And social media in particular is a great way to do that because your audience is already there.
Right.
You know, they're already on Facebook. They're already, you know, on Twitter and LinkedIn. And so if they're already in these channels, you're really losing an opportunity if you're not participating in those conversations. Now, that's all to say that's not necessarily a selling opportunity. Mm-hmm. Just like you're not going to go to a business breakfast at the
right.
at the business council and expect to walk out with a contract in hand, but it's certainly an opportunity to meet people that you could potentially do business with down the road.
It's about building those relationships.
Absolutely.
We tell people all the time, it's not about transactions, it's about relationships.
Absolutely.
Same thing online.
Right.
My guest today is Jan Merchandani. She's the owner and chief marketing officer at Marketing Cafe. I'm Marcia Gordon. I'm the president and CEO of the Business Council of Westchester. And we're live today on WVOX. So if you have a question about marketing, everybody wants to know, how do I get the word out about my business? This is your opportunity. So call us at 636-0110. So, Jan, what do businesses need to consider when thinking about online marketing?
Well, the first thing they want to think about is really what are their goals? And it goes beyond, you know, I want to make a sale, because obviously we're all in business to make sales. But you want to think about it in more strategic terms as far as, you know, what is the goal of your website? Because many of us aren't going to make sales on our website. But as we're saying before, you know, it's really an opportunity for us to share information with our readers and to mm-hmm. Demonstrate our industry expertise and our thought leadership. It's an opportunity for us to help our potential customers, because one of the biggest mistakes I see business owners making is that they put their features and benefits right up front. It's all about me, mm-hmm. me. And they don't think about what their readers are looking for. I mean, your readers, quite frankly, don't care about you.
Right. Hard to believe.
I know. If your mother hasn't told you, you heard it here first.
Right.
And, you know, so you really want to think about, you know, what's the information that your readers are looking for? Obviously, there's something that they are not getting. There's some pain point for them that they want to have go away. So you do want to share that information. And when the opportunity is right, then that turns into a sale.
You know, you talk about pain points and fixing it and really understanding what business needs. Sometimes people say that hiring a web developer is a bit like finding a doctor because of the technical nature. Businesses need to trust that the vendor knows what they're doing, knows what needs to be done. How, just, you know, in terms of being a business, especially a small business, large businesses have professionals, but how can we better vet the professionals that we work with in terms of hiring someone to help us with their marketing online?
That, you know, it can be a difficult situation, especially because, you know, we don't necessarily know what we don't know. So what I recommend is, you know, that when you're vetting a firm or an individual that you're looking to work with, that you listen carefully to the kinds of questions that they're asking you. You know, they should be asking you really thoughtful, insightful questions so that they get a better understanding of your goals and your business. And, you know, rather than just kind of superficial questions about, well, this is how we do what we do. I mean, when all you have is a hammer, everything starts to look like a nail.
Right,
you want to
exactly.
avoid that situation. So, but you also want to be an active part of the process. So, you know, presumably you've already looked at their website and you've seen projects that they've worked on that, you know, you feel mm-hmm. might be a good fit for what you're looking for. You know, try and get some information about their overall process. What you're looking to get to is an understanding of their thought process and how they do what they do
mm-hmm.
so that they're really not taking a one-size-fits-all approach, but that they're really thinking through what your unique challenges are, what your unique business positioning is, so that they can really address those challenges in a way that's going to really serve both you and your audience.
So they're really making an effective diagnosis.
Absolutely.
Yes. My guest is Jen Merchandani, the owner and chief marketing officer of Marketing Cafe. We are live today on Westchester Means Business on WVOX. You can call us at 636-0110. And I'm Marcia Gordon from the Business Council of Westchester. Jen, let's talk about cost a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it? What about budgeting, ongoing maintenance? What are those considerations when we're thinking about, you know, doing online marketing?
Well, obviously, you want to think about a number that's going to make sense for you, what kind of investment you're interested in making in your online marketing.
But it is an investment. You use the right word.
Very much so. Keyword. And it should be, you know, you should think of it that way. And so you want to think about, you know, what number is comfortable for you. But you also want to think about, you know, your goals. What I typically do with a new project or a new client is I'll have them sit down and really, even before we start working together, truthfully, and have them sit down and identify what their goals are. Have them identify some features and some functionality that they think they want to see on their website that's going to benefit their readers. And then once we have that, then we start to talk about some numbers and what that might look like. And typically what will happen is you start to peel back
right.
some
exactly.
of the scope.
You have your wish list.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, we come up with a short list of, you know, must-have items that need to get really, you know, just really reasonably built into the project to make it achieve those goals. And then some of those wish list items might get built into a phase two or a phase three so that it really becomes manageable just both time-wise and budget-wise. And then when you're looking at your, you know, your ongoing maintenance, I always recommend a content management system.
Okay.
And
what does that mean?
It's a content management system is something like, we actually usually use WordPress, but there's a lot of them out there, Drupal and Joomla. A lot of companies have proprietary content mm-hmm. management systems. And what that allows customers to do is that they can go in and they can make really basic changes on the website themselves without having any technical knowledge
great.
Or technical training that
uh-huh.
they need. So
that's
what
really important.
Yeah, it really, you know, and what that allows them to do is it allows them to reserve that budget for more strategic decisions
mm-hmm.
And more strategic implementation that would require an additional technical expertise that staff might not have. So, you know, there's some initial strategy development that needs to happen as well as kind of a longer range planning to put it all together.
I want to talk about blogs after the break, but I also want to give your information where people can find you because you are the expert, Jen Merchandani, owner and chief marketing officer of Marketing Cafe. So where can they find you, Jen?
Well, they can find us at westchestermarketingcafe.com, or they can certainly give us a call at 914-806-7720.
To be continued.
Thanks.
Business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour. Here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide.
From the Fox Business Network, shares of Apple are sliding today. Deutsche Bank analysts noted concerns over Apple investors selling the news ahead of the iPad 3 announcement expected on Wednesday and after the stock's 35% surge this year. New York Mets owners Fred Wilpon and Saul Katz must go to trial for their alleged roles in the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme. The Madoff trustee claims the Met owners ignored the fraud because it benefited their businesses. A U.S. District Court judge refused the Mets owners' move to dismiss the suit, and he ruled the owners must pay as much as $83 million to the trustee. The trial will determine if Wilpon and Katz have to pay another $300 million to the Madoff trustee to recoup damages for the scheme's net losers. And shares of BP are rising to their highest level in more than a year after the company said it reached a settlement with victims of the massive Gulf of Mexico oil spill. The money will come from the $20 billion compensation fund that BP had set aside. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
I've seen it before, and so have you. The business traveler sitting on the floor in an airport next to a power outlet. Nobody wants to be that guy. That's why I have HP Folio. It's the thin and light business ultrabook with up to 9.5 hours of battery life, and it's inspired by Intel and powered by the Intel Core i5 processor. Buy direct at hp.com/folio. Battery life will vary depending on model configuration, applications, features, use, wireless functionality, and power settings. Maximum capacity of the battery will decrease with time and usage. See hp.com/folio.
Have ways of making you talk.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
WVOX Worldwide.
WVOX.
Now back to Westchester Means Business with Marcia Gordon, the president and CEO of the Business Council of Westchester on 1460 WVOX. Once again, here's Marcia Gordon.
And we're talking about marketing your business today with Jen Merchandani, the owner and chief marketing officer of Marketing Cafe. Jen, we were talking about blogs. Should a business include a blog on their website? How important is that?
I always recommend it. And of course, a lot of times I often get, you know, clients breaking out and, you know,
in a
cold sweat
right.
when
right.
I mention it. But it really isn't, it's not a scary concept once you kind of understand the thinking behind it. A blog is basically just a structure for content. And, you know, when you think about how search engines find you and how they realize what your website is all about, a blog is the perfect tool for that because it allows you to create this framework so that you're constantly adding fresh content to your website so that your readers have relevant, important information. Again, you're sharing your industry expertise, your thought leadership. And the search engines are also benefiting because they're getting information about what your business mm-hmm. is all about. And that blog basically just creates the framework so that you are scaling up your website. So you have content categories that you're always applying, and it keeps it from getting really unwieldy and kind of confusing to navigate as you continue to add this content.
So do people break out in a sweat because of the word content? Where does all the content come from,
Jen? That's usually what causes that.
That makes me.
Yes, exactly. Right? But it doesn't need to be, you know, really as overwhelming as people tend to think it is. Because when you think about it, you know, the old marketing joke, you know, who's in charge of your marketing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of your employees
right.
are. Because
yeah,
everybody represents
exactly.
your business.
Exactly.
And so really from, you know, the folks that are driving the delivery truck, to, you know, the people who are working mm-hmm. in the offices, they really all have an
They're
opportunity.
All part of the marketing
exactly.
plan. Yeah.
So let's share the love.
Yeah, that's a great
and,
idea.
And you know, you can also have people who come in as guest bloggers. I love that because it's a win-win really for
mm-hmm,
everybody.
Right.
So, you know, what I often do is I will invite strategic partners or clients to share
mm-hmm.
their experience and their expertise. And they, you know, I like to give them their prompts by adding a brief bio with a link back to their website. So they're getting some additional readership for their website.
You know, I love to read blogs. We don't have a blog yet at the Business Council of Westchester, but you've just convinced me to do one.
Oh, good.
So thank you, Jen. I want to talk in our last few minutes about social media and because, you know, we're all using it, some more effectively than others. What's a trick to using social media effectively?
Well, you really want to understand what social media is and what it isn't. I mean, it's definitely not a selling channel. It's really a turnoff when people start to. In fact, I almost exclusively unfollow people. Mm-hmm. If as soon as I follow them, they send me a direct message with a, you know, hey, buy my book.
Right.
You know, I'm like, okay, that was a mistake.
Not interested.
Exactly. So, you know, you really want to understand that it's, again, continuing the relationship. It's an opportunity to get to know people, to let them know who you are and what you're about. You want to be very transparent in your presentation with your social media. And then in order to leverage that, you know, share your blog content mm-hmm. on your social media channels yeah. and drive them back to your website. Have them opt into your newsletter so that you can continue in a more promotional way in appropriate channels.
And that's all, it all goes toward building business.
Absolutely.
It all goes toward building business. So what's your favorite success story in your business, Jan?
Well, my favorite success story is I have a small manufacturing, all-natural cleanings product manufacturing company. They're based in Fishkill. And the owner wanted to extend their reach to their target demographic, which is animal lovers and what I like to call pet parents. So,
mm-hmm. I'm one of those.
Yeah, we all love our pets. So she wanted to really extend her reach. So she created this kind of fun, funky contest where it's the best animal rescue contest where folks could upload their photos of their pet and share their animal rescue story. And, you know, she's a small business. She set very modest goals of initially 25 contestants. Well, she exceeded that goal by about 40%.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and she increased her opt-ins. She increased her social reach. So she had an exponential growth in her Facebook likes. And all of that really turned into sales for her. And it was on a shoestring budget, which was the best part
Amazing.
Of it.
Yeah.
Is, you know, she had this just really interesting contest concept. She had people, she did all of the PR herself. We created a micro site for her mm-hmm. and folks uploaded their pictures, invited their friends to like their stories and to vote for
so
their stories.
Fun.
And it was a really fun, engaging way to connect with her audience. And it turned into business for her.
That's great. That's a great story.
Yeah.
I love it. So what are some of the must-dos? You know, I know there are always constraints of time and money, human resources, all of these things. But what must a business today do in terms of online marketing?
Well, they really have to set their goals. They really want to think about what they're trying to achieve and build a strategy around it. The other thing that they really have to do, obviously, if they want to know if they're successful, is they have to evaluate. Mm-hmm. You know, most businesses say, oh, yeah, I have Google Analytics or I have some analytic package on my website, but they don't really do anything
with it. Right.
You know, or even if they look at it, they're like, well, okay, now I don't really know what to do with all of this information. But you really want to look at those statistics and see where you are successfully engaging your audience, do more of what works, less of what doesn't work. So you want to evaluate that, adjust, and then reevaluate. And it's really an ongoing cycle. You want to just make sure that you're really always evaluating what's working for you.
And how do you at the Marketing Cafe help people to do that?
Well, we use a lot of free and low-cost tools. Big fan of Google mm-hmm. Analytics. Mm-hmm. WordPress is an open platform so that there's no cost for that. It's really just developing the strategy and helping businesses understand how to put all of these different pieces together to really create successful online marketing for themselves.
And we talked a little bit about this at the beginning. Marketing isn't something that you just do and that you're done.
Right, yeah.
And people say, oh, it's, you know, but it's something you have to keep on working. And I
Absolutely.
Know that sitting down with experts like you helps people continually evaluate, reassess, readjust.
And have it be less overwhelming.
Yeah, that's really. One last question. You know, I know that social media is a thing to do. Some people shy away from social media because of the potential of negative comments.
Yeah.
Can you address that just in our last half minute or
There's
so?
There's a great analogy that I do want to share, not analogy, case study, I guess, if you will, where the Red Cross had this actually happen, where they had an employee tweet on their own. They thought it was their personal account, but the tweet said, Ryan found two more four-bottle packs of Dogfish Head's Midas Touch beer. When we drink, we do it right. Hashtag getting slizzard.
Oh, my goodness.
So Red Cross, obviously, I mean, they deal with life and death every day.
Right.
So they had the best response, I think, they could have come up with. It says, we've deleted the rogue tweet, but rest assured, the Red Cross is sober, and we've confiscated the keys.
Well, what a great, story. So Jan Merchandani.
Yeah.
It's a great story at the Marketing Cafe.
Thank you.
And your website one more time?
WestchesterMarketingCafe.com.
Thank you so much for your time and your expertise, and have a great week for business.
Thank you. Thank you, Marcia.